Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 12th day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Helena Orna, Bas Chen Chana, Yehoshua Heschel Ben Nechama Devorah, Raya, Bas Michal, and Pesach Betzalo, Ben Chaya Batsheva. May they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind our brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza, as well as Arvin Netanel Ben Sona Tiona, unjustly being held in Iran. May all of them speedily be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dov Winston of Congregation Beth Shalom in Rochester, New York, to share words of Dibre Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Winston slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Winston will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach of Cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call or reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Winston.
Thank you so much. What an incredible honor to be on the call again. And I want to share with you an incredible medrash that appears in Devarim Rabbah that tells us a story about an event that happened in the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. B'sha'a sha'ala Moshe lamarom, we're told that when Moshe went up, when he was receiving the Torah, and he was in the heavenly realm, he heard that the angels were saying the following to Hashem. What were they saying to him? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Liolam Ve'ed, the very famous phrase that we say following the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. That's what he heard them saying to the Almighty. And says the Medrash, Behorid Otal Yisrael, that at that point, after he heard them saying it, he took this pasuk, he took this line, and he brought it down with him to the Jewish people. And then the Medrash says something amazing. V'lama in Yisrael omrim oto b'fahesye, why don't the Jewish people say this line of Baruch Shem Kavod? Why don't they say it out loud? Because it's comparable to Le'echad Sheganav Kozmin mitoch Platin Shel Melech. It's comparable to an individual who stole jewelry from the house of the king, and Netana La Le'ishto gave it to his wife, V'amar La Altis Kashti Babifarhesya, and he says to his wife, don't wear these jewels in public, Ela Betoch Beitech, just in your house. Why? Why is it that this is comparable to the guy who stole the jewels? Because the Medrash is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was a thief, that he stole this prayer of Baruch Shem Kavod from the angels, and therefore we have to say it silently every single day of the year. The only day of the year that we are permitted to say this prayer out loud, of course, is on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the entire calendar year. And amazingly, we know the reason why we say the line of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Liolam Ve'ed, that we are blessing the name of the Eternal King. The reason why we can say it out loud is because on Yom Kippur, it's as if we are angels ourselves, and therefore, perhaps when the angels take note of the fact that we are using their prayer, they don't think anything of it because we ourselves are just like them. And what we can take from this medrash is that Yom Kippur is a day that is completely infused with Kedusha, which is what elevates our holiness to such a lofty level on this day. And I would argue that the same could be said for the time period between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the days that we are in right now. It's a time that we know is filled with immense kedusha, immense holiness, as we prepare for yet again another holiday in this beautiful season of celebration and connectedness with Hashem. You know, over Yom Kippur, I spent a great deal of time in my shul talking about the notion of creating a Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name, both in our lives and also the concept of dying al Kiddush Hashem. And I mentioned the story of a 22-year-old Sergeant Major Ben Zussman, one of our fallen IDF soldiers from this past year, who wrote in a letter right before he was killed in the war. He wrote, "I'm writing this message to you on my way to the base. And if you're reading this, something has probably happened to me. As you know, there's probably no one happier than me right now. I was just about to fulfill my dream soon. I am grateful for the privilege to defend our beautiful land and the people of Israel. Even if something happens to me, I don't allow you to sink into sadness. I had the privilege to fulfill my dream and my destiny, and you can be sure that I am looking down on you with a big smile." How someone who is potentially about to die, and indeed did die, was killed by those who hate us so deeply, how someone can say that this is not just something, a fate that they accept, but one that they nearly embrace, that they are happy to be able to do this, is something that we, most of us, are not able to understand. And I believe that the letters, so many letters like this that we've seen over this past year, are in a sense a mechayev for us. They require us to rethink how it is that we are living our lives. And we have to ask ourselves, what would we write in our own letter if, God forbid, we needed to do so? You know, as we find ourselves in this time period of incredible kedusha and holiness, we have to be thinking about this question. What would you tell your family, your spouse, your loved ones, your friends, your community, if you had to write a letter that they would only receive once you die? And as we answer that question, I believe we have to dream up the kind of year that we are going to, God willing, live. This upcoming one, the year that we have to aspire to be special and beautiful, so that in some way, in some small way, shape, or form, it can make the neshamot, the souls of all those who died al Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name this past year, somehow, that our years can make these neshamot proud to have done so, to have risked their lives for us. As we continue in this most holiest times of the year, let us realize that we are paving the path for ourselves as individuals, our broader communities, and our nation as a whole. And we have the responsibility to make sure that we are doing something to make those souls of those who have been killed, who have lost their lives defending ours, that we have to be doing something to make sure that we're not just living, but that we're actually thriving because of all of the sacrifice that has gone in to enabling us to have this opportunity to breathe another breath while so many, unfortunately, have not had that chance anymore. We hope and pray that we should be blessed with a beautiful 5785, and that the upcoming holiday of Sukkot should be wonderful and joyous, despite the fact that this is an incredibly trying time for our people as we commemorate the one-year Yahrzeit. Of course, October 7th has already passed, but a Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah upcoming up in just a week or so. Hashem should give us the strength to be able to live our lives to the fullest in memory of all those who have given their lives for us. At this point, we'll continue with the recitation of Tehillim. The first is Perek Chaf, Perek 20. Lam Netzeach Mizmor de David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yifagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha. Yizkor kol menchosecha v'yolachcha yidashnes ela. Yitin lecha chavavecha v'chol atzascha yimalei. Neranana b'yishuotecha v'shem Eloheinu nitgol yimalei Adonai kol meshalosecha. Atai adati ki Yoshia Adonai Meshicho, Yaneo Mishmei Kadsho, Bizburot Yeshayimino. Elev Arechev, Elev Asusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai, Elohinu Nazkir. Ima Karu V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodad. Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yom Karinu. Perek Chaskimol, Chapter 23. Mizmor the David, Adonai roi lo echzar. Din osteshe yarbiseini, ame menuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yeshovi, jenchini, the maglet tzedek, lemahan shemo. Gam ki eilech, begay, salmaves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi. Tiftecha umishantecha hima yinachamuni. Taruch lefanai shulchan neged surirai. Yishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi revaya. Ach tova chesed yedifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shachti beveis Adonai liyorech yamin. Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalo, Sasainai El Heharim, Meyain Yavo Ezri. Ezri Meyam Adonai, Osei Shamayim Vaharet. Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Al Yadi Minecha. Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeka v'yareach b'alayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzivcha v'lecha me'ata v'yad olam. Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir HaMalos mimam akim kerasicha Adonai. Adonai yishma v'koli t'yanaz mecha kashuvot. The Koltachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamot, Im Chahaslicha Lema'an Tivarei, Kivisi Adonai Kirtan Ashiv, Lidvaro Hochalti, Nashil Adonai Mishamrim Laboker, Shomrim Laboker, Yachel Yisrael Yal Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed, Varabei Mofidus, V'hu yivdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil David v'yosov ha'me'arat tefilah. Kuli el Adonai ezak, kuli el Adonai ezkhanan. Eshpoch lefanav tzichri, p'zerazti lefanav agid. V'zatef alai ruchi, v'yata yadata nesivasi. Vorach zu ahalech tamnu fachli. Habit yamin re'ei ve'en li makir avad manos imeni indoresh b'nafshi. Zahakti elecha Adonai amarti atamachzi chalki b'yeret hachayim. Hakshiva el rinasi ki dalosi me'od atilini mirotpai yamtsu mineni. Hotsia mi maskir nafshi lodos eshemecha, v'yachtiru tzadikim kisigmol alai. And now we recite the Achenu prayer. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, anasunim b'tzara v'shevya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom mirachem aleihem, yosim mitzara l'rvacha u'meyafela liyora, mishiba l'geula hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, Amen. We continue with the Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Hui Varech Es Chayalei Tzvah Ha'Aganah L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon. Ha'umdim Al Meshmar Arsinu V'Yarei Eloheinu Migbul HaLbanon. V'Ad Medbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam HaGadol Ad Lebo HaRava. U'V'Chom Makom Shehim B'Yabasha B'Avir U'V'Yam. Yitein Adonai Esoivinu Hakamim Alinu Nigatim Lesneihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayalinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nego Machala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzlacha V'Chol Ma'asei Yedehem Yazber Sonino Tachtehem V'Yashrem Mechester Yeshua V'Ateres Nitzachon V'Kluyam Behem HaKasov Ki Adonai Aleichem Aleich Yimachem Yilachim Lachem Em Oyveichem L'Oshi Yatzchem V'Nomar Amen. Mikmesh Berach for all the Shvuyim, all those who are still being held hostage. Yishaberach Avosinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsores Nedrei Tzva Haganah L'Yisrael Shvuyav Es Kol Achinu Hanasunim B'Tzara V'Shvya V'Avor Shekol HaKal HaKadosh Hazeh Mespalel B'Avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yosim Yichoshech V'Tzlamavet Mosrseim Yinateik V'Mitzukosim Yoshiim V'Yishivim Mehir Alechik V'Chotseihem Yodu la'adonai chastov nefla l'atav l'vnei adam v'kuyam behem ekrash ha'kasuv v'vidui adonai yeshuv nevaot tion berina v'simcha so'olam al rosham sason v'simcha yasigu v'natsu yagon v'anacha v'numar amin. And finally we make a mishaberach for all those who are ill. Mishaberach avosinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo v'ivarech v'yarpeh sacholim v'sacholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lach Limam Orach Osam Lach Zikam Lach Yosam Yishlach Lahem Meir Rafu Shleima Min Hashmayim L'Ramach Yivarav U'Shisag Yidav V'Sof Shar Chol Yisrael Rafu Osa Nefesh Rafu Osa Guf Hashta Ba'Aglav Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Winston. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the years Hashem. In the near future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow and Tuesday at 1 p.m. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Please keep in mind that tomorrow will be our final program. We will then take a pause, take a break over Sukkot, and we'll resume the Monday following. But of course, as always, we encourage all of our dear callers to still take advantage each and every day at 1 o'clock or at any time to say and recite the Tehillim for Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physics, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.